Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse DePlantis. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. Don't you like this? I like this five-minute segment. It just blesses me to talk about what God says to talk about. I want to say something today, and I believe everyone has the opportunity to do it. You're one choice away from changing. Now, what does that mean? Changing everything in your life. If you're not born again, you're getting saved. If you're physically sick, I don't care if you got stage 4 cancer, changing that to healing. Then go from healing to divine health. And then from divine health to divine life. Woo! It's going to be a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And you're just one choice, one decision away from receiving everything I said. How about if you're broke, you're busted, you don't know how to pay your bills? You can change that with one decision. Sow a seed. I don't have much. I got 5 cents. Oh, but a hundredfold on a nickel is a lot of money. It would take care of all your bills. Let me give you a great scripture. And it's Romans chapter 12, verse 2. It says, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, if you want to know the will of God, I've said it so many times, it's Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2 and the last two chapters, 4 chapters, in the book of Revelation. Between them, 4 chapters, is 1,186 chapters of killing, stealing, destroying by an arch enemy called Satan. But Jesus is coming back, and we're going back to Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 2, and the last two chapters in the book of Revelation. You know what that tells me? Live long and prosper. I like saying that. It's such a blessing. Here's another scripture. It's 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, anytime there's a therefore, find out what it's there for. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, that's where you are. He's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, the word behold in the Bible means look. All things become new. Your one choice from changing. All that old junk back there. I had a man tell me, he said, Jay, you was a pretty big sinner when you say, was I a chief of sinners? I think I taught the devil a few things he didn't know. I was a heavy drinker. I drank a fifth of whiskey a day. I'd get up in the morning instead and eat breakfast, eggs and bacon, drink scotch or bourbon, not milk. I'm telling you, by 2 o'clock in that afternoon, that whole fifth was gone. Then I'd go play music at night. And I don't know how much of drinks they would pour in this big cup I had. When I got born again, I was one choice from changing. When I accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, the purity of the gospel went as far as the pollution of sin in my life. And it pulled sin out, drinking out, everything. And I mean, first, you can't quit that quick. That's an alcoholic. I've never been tempted. I've never had any of it. Because, you know, I made a choice to change. Go ahead, snap your finger. That's how fast it was. Now, I know some people struggle with things after they're born again. Why would you do that? Go to 2 Corinthians 5:17. I'm a new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. I will not do that. That's not your choice to make me do that, devil. It's my choice to live clean before God and man. I do that in everything I do, spiritually, physically, financially. Lord, if I need more money, I say, devil, get away from me. Father, bring in the finance that I rightfully deserve. I know you might think that's arrogant or cocky. No, because I'm a sower of seed. I want my harvest. I preached a sermon in 1991 called, hey, that's my harvest. Name your seed. It went global. People are still ordering that message. Name your seed. But if you don't name it, you don't know what's yours. When you have a baby, what's the first thing you do? You name it. And that baby own your house, your car, your clothes, your shoes, everything. If you don't name it, it's illegitimate. One choice away from changing. Will you change today? Spiritually, physically, financially? Will you go from broke to blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, blessed going out? Will you go from total complete sin to total complete holiness? Will you quit hating people and start loving people? One choice. Fast. Just like that. Now you faith that fact, and it will come to pass in your life. I promise you, and so does God.